Joe?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
First off, we apologize in advance if we ask you questions you've probably had to answer a million times before.
I got you.
Could you just kind of, as much as you can, kind of sum up what it's been like for you so far this year? Obviously, no one expected you to be playing the way you have and as much as you have. What's it been like for you?
I mean, it's been a lot of fun. You know, anytime I think you're in the NFL and you're having a pretty good season, you know, team-wise, you're winning some games, and you know, it's a lot of fun. It's just like any other time you've played football and have had a good team and have felt like you've had a good team. You go out to practice and you have fun each day, and then some days are just... You know, some days are just time to go out there and you know, show what you got and put it all out there and try to get some wins.
Do you think that's one of the reasons maybe you've had success, because you kind of treat it like it's just you're out there playing football just like you always have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how our whole team treats it. You know, we make sure we prepare really hard during the week. But, you know, once Sunday comes around, we go out there, we have fun, and we play football.
Well, what has been the big, obviously there's so much you have to adjust to as a rookie in the league. In your mind, what's been the toughest thing to adjust to?
I don't know. Everybody asks that question, but I mean, I really don't have an answer. You know, I'm here at the facility most of the day and preparing during the week and going out there and playing on Sundays. It's really, you know, like it's been, you know, my whole life, you know, in college. And you know, the only difference is I'm not going to class every day. But I mean, there hasn't necessarily been any, you know, huge adjustments.
Joe, tell us what it's like playing for Coach Harbaugh, how you would describe his coaching style.
Oh, okay. He's fiery, you know, and he's a new coach, new head coach, and you know, he's come in and he's made sure that we understand, you know, what he's all about. And you know, it's a lot of fun to play for a guy that's, you know, so into it.
What would you say he is all about?
He's just so intense. He's about to go out there and then, you know, just establishing, you know, what kind of team we are on the football field and, you know, making sure we let people know it.
But you're growing up in South Jersey and being down in Newark the last 2 years, and I know you and your family are Eagles fans and all that other good stuff. Is it going to be even a little bit more fun playing against these guys this week?
I don't know. It should be a little bit different. Well, I guess I'll find out when I step onto the field on Sunday. But, you know, right now I'm just approaching it like a normal game and, you know, kind of anticipating a little bit of a different feeling, but, you know, not too much. There'll be a lot of my family there just because, you know, everybody's, you know, all amped up to go see Philadelphia, you know, and Baltimore. And, you know, hopefully most of them are going to be rooting for Baltimore. So, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
Well, growing up following the Eagles, did you have any special player, you was your favorite player that you followed? Obviously, it would seem like a quarterback would be a natural thing.
Yeah, you know, I guess I didn't really necessarily ever have a favorite player on the Eagles. You know, back when Cunningham and Herschel Walker were there and Reggie White, I mean, I like Reggie White. Herschel Walker. So, and it's been a while since those guys have been there.
I don't know how much you pay attention.